Hi, my name is Jasmine, the supervisor for customer support. Can you please hold for me while I get your account pulled up to better assist you?
You bet.
Thank you so much for your patience. I'm still here. Please continue to hold the line for me.
Okay.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, sir. I do apologize about that wait. For security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
Well, I don't know if this is a shipping address or not, but 227 Fordham Road is where I live.
All right, thank you for that. I have located your account for our Bytes Hub. According to the previous agent's notes, you don't recall authorizing the charge of $59.89 on the 15th of June. Is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't pay for anything yesterday for $59.99. And
yes,
what is
sir.
This for?
You don't recall taking a survey for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum. It may have been offered to pay the cost of $1 to $6.95 for an entry ticket to be enrolled into a drawing?
No.
Is your email address Brian Bain, the number 8@yahoo.com?
No.
And is your phone number 785-223-2936?
2936?
Yes, sir.
No, it's 2930.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we'll prosecute anyone who's places order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to confirm that you don't recall authorizing any surveys that could have stemmed the $59.89 charge for the Bytes Hub meal plan.
Not that I have, no. What website would that have been off of? Because it certainly isn't anything that I was visiting yesterday.
Yes, sir. Well, it would have been a sweepstakes survey. However, we will be reporting
no,
this to
I didn't
local.
Do a sweepstakes survey. That's not my email address, and someone else had that same email address was used to charge two things for some diet pills or whatever that I don't need.
Yes,
so,
sir. Well, we
were
reporting this. Yes, sir. Well, we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address of where the order originated from. I just want you to be aware that you can call back later if you wish to ask some of your family members to see if they may have done it without your knowledge before we proceed with this investigation today.
As far as I know, no one's done this. But, and the only other person that would be on this would be my wife, and she said she didn't pay for anything yesterday. So, and I know for a fact that that email address doesn't belong to anyone here.
Yes, sir. Would you like to proceed with our investigation?
I'd like to proceed with the refund. You bet.
Just one moment. Can you please hold for me? I'm still here. Please continue to hold the line for me.
Yep.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, sir. I do apologize about that wait. The previous agent did cancel your account to prevent all future charges. However, as a one-time courtesy, I can issue you back up to a 75% credit, which would be $44.91 back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
There's no other charges going to be made against my card, right?
That is correct. The account has been canceled to prevent all future charges.
All right. Go ahead and issue those 75% refund.
Yes, sir. That will take 3 to 5 business days to reflect your account. Were you given a cancellation number before you were transferred, or would you like to write one down?
Sure.
That will be Season Charlie, 920-866-800. Would you like for me to repeat that for you?
It's C920866800.
That is correct. Is there anything further that I can help with?
Nope, that'll do it.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.